My name is Chaya Rapp, and this is Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chaf Dalet. Continuing with David's preparations for the service in the Beis HaMikdash, Perek Chaf Dalet deals with the 24 Mishmaros, the watches of the Kohanim. The role of the Kohanim is described in a Pasuk in last Perek, Pasuk Yud Gimel of Perek Chaf Gimel. Vayibadel Aaron, and Aaron was separated. Lahakdisho Kodesh Kadeshim Hu Uvanav Ad Olam, that he should be sanctified as most holy, he and his sons forever. Laktir lifnei Hashem l'sharso, to burn offerings before Hashem to serve him, ulevarech b'shmo ad olam, and to bless in his name forever. The Kohanim are designated to offer karbanos, sacrifices, in the Beis HaMikdash. All other roles related to the running of the Beis HaMikdash are handled by the Levim, as we've seen in the previous parak. The Kohanim's secondary role, to bless the people in Hashem's name, is a role they continue to serve in to this day when they do Berachos Kohanim, the priestly blessing, in Shul. The institution of the Mishmaros, the watches, dates back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Tanis Chav Zayin says, Moshe tikein lehem liyisrael shmona Mishmaros, arba'a me'elazar v'arba'a me'isamar. Moshe established the institution of 8 Mishmaros, 4 from Elazar the son of Aaron, and 4 from Isamar the son of Aaron. As mentioned in our parak, Aaron originally had 4 sons, Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, and Isamar. Nadav and Avihu died without children, so all Kohanim descend either from the Elazar or Isamar line. Continuing on in the Gemara, Bas Shmuel the Hamidan al Shesh Esrei. Shmuel came and doubled the Mishmaros, 8 from each of Aaron's sons, totaling 16. Ba David mehemidan alasrim ba'arba. Finally, David came and established 24. Our parak describes this innovation of David. Pasuk Gimel reads, Ve'achol came David, v'tzadok min b'nei Elazar, v'achimelech min b'nei Isamar, l'fukudasam ba'avodasam. David divided the Kohanim into Mishmaros, helped with representatives of each of the priestly families, Tzadok from the family of Elazar, and Achimelech from the family of Isamar. Pasuk Gimel, as by the way, is the source for the tradition that the Kohen Gadol Eli came from the Isamar line. Achimelech, who's mentioned in our Pasuk as helping David in the division and being associated with the Isamar line, was the son of Evyasar, son of Achituv, son of Pinchas, the son of Eli. So the fact that Achimelech is associated in our Pasuk with the family of Isamar tells us that the Kohen Gadol Eli was from that line as well. Pasuk Daleh tells us that there were more men suitable to be heads of Mishmaros among the children of Elazar than from the family of Isamar. V'yimatsu b'nei Elazar rabim l'rashi ha'gvarim min b'nei Isamar. And the sons of Elazar were found to be more numerous by the count of men than the sons of Isamar. V'yachal kom l'vnei Elazar rashim l'veis avos shisha asar u'l'vnei Isamar l'veis avosam shmona. So they divided them, to the sons of Elazar, 16 heads of families, to the sons of Isamar, 8 heads of families, for a total of 24 mishmaros instituted by David. Like the Levim, the 24 mishmaros of the Kohanim each served for about 2 weeks out of the year, and each Mishmar was divided into Bateav, clans, with each clan serving 1 day out of the week of that Mishmar. The changing of the guard from one Mishmar to the next took place on Shabbos. The past week's Mishmar would offer the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid sacrifice of Shabbos morning, and the next week's Mishmar would offer the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the Tamid sacrifice of Shabbos afternoon. The members of the Mishmar on duty were entitled to eat the parts of the meat and flour offerings that are designated by the Torah to be given to the Kohen to feed himself and his family. When the changing of the guard took place, the Kohanim of both the incoming and outgoing Mishmaros shared in the Lechem Hapanim, the showbread that was displayed throughout the week, eaten on Shabbos and then replaced with the newly baked bread. The Mishnah in Sukkos Nun Hei teaches, B'shlosha prakim b'shana hayu kol mishmaros shavos. At 3 times during the year, all the mishmaros had equal status. With respect to what did they have equal status? What does it mean that they were equal? be'emorei haragalim u'bechilok lechem hapanim. In the sacrifices of the shalosh regalim, and in the lechem hapanim, the show bread. 3 times a year on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, when all of Bnei Yisrael gather in Yerushalayim and come to the Beis HaMikdash, any kohen that is present may partake of the special Yom Tov sacrifices and the showbread. Rambam Maimonides codifies this as halacha. He says, "Umitzvas aseh lios kohen mishmaros shavim b'regalim." It's a positive commandment that all of the mishmaros be equal for the regalim, the holidays in which the entire nation is sent to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. The chol sheyavo min ha-kohanim b'regel v'ratza la'avod oved v'cholek imahem. Any kohen who comes and wants to serve may serve and share in the sacrifices. Ve'ein omrim lo lech ad sheyagia mishmarcha shne'amar v'chiyavo ha-levi me'achad sharecha. We don't tell him, go, wait until it's time for your mishmar to serve. Instead, he is allowed to share and partake. This is based on a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yiches that says if a kohen that is not on duty should come on one of the regalim, chelek kechelek yochelu, they shall have equal portions to eat. Levad mim karav al havos. This last phrase, with the exception of that which was sold to his fathers, excludes the regular daily karbanos. These are the allotments of the mishmar on duty only, while all of the Kohanim could partake in the special karbanos offered for the Yom Tov. To determine the order in which the mishmaros would serve, David used a lottery system. Pasuk He reads, V'achlokom begorolos ela em ela. He divided them by lottery, one with another. Ki hayu sarei kodesh v'sarei helokim mibnei elazer bnei isamar. For there were saintly and godly men from both of the sons of Elazar and the sons of Isamar. In other words, because of the great stature of all the heads of Mishmaros from both families, it would have been impossible to rank them based on merit, and therefore the order was decided by lottery. The Psukim go on to list the names of the heads of each Mishmar, together with the number assigned to their watch. The institution of the 24 Mishmaros remained through the Second Temple period. The Gemara in Tanis Chav Zayin tells us, Arba'a mishmaros alu min ha-gola, ve'elu hein, Yedaya, Charim, Pashur, ve'imer. Only 4 mishmaros returned from the Babylonian exile. We know that the majority of the Jews stayed in Bavel. This was true of the Kohanim as well. Out of 24 mishmaros, only 4 returned, and are listed in Ezra as the families of Yedaya, Charim, Pashur, ve'imer. 3 out of 4 of these names are listed as heads of Mishmaros in our Perek. Pashur doesn't appear in our Perek as one of David HaMelech's Mishmaros, so he must be a kohen from one of the other original Mishmaros who later took over as head of that group. The Gemara continues, Amdu Nevi'im Shebeinehem V'chalkom V'hemidom Al Asrim Ba'arba B'lalom Unisanum B'kalpi. When only those families 4 families returned after the Babylonian exile, the prophets among them, the Second Temple prophets, redivided the 4 returning families into 24 mishmaros, which were placed in a lottery to establish their order. Moving forward through history, on Tisha B'Av we recite a kina, an elegy, mourning the lost mishmaros. Kina number 10 begins, Echa yashva chavatzelas hasharon. The damam ron mi pino se aron. How has the rose of Sharon sit alone? And joy has been silenced from the mouths of those who carried the ark. The na'u mi mishmor sehem kohanim bnei Aaron, kinim tsar habayis b'misarve maron. And the kohanim, the sons of Aaron, were removed from their watches when the temple was given over to the rebels. The kina goes on to list the names of 24 cities where the Mishmaros lived, which were destroyed by the Romans. So we see the Mishmaros were an institution dating back to Moshe Rabbeinu, which was then solidified by David into 24, a number which is a recurring theme in this group of Divrei Hayamim and Prakim. It remained as such through the Second Temple period until the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash by the Romans. The remainder of Perek Chav Dalet deals with Pasuk Chaf, Levnei Levi Hanusarim, the remaining Levim. These lists of Levim in Perek Chaf Dalet are mostly similar to the ones in Perek Chaf Gimel, with some modifications to the Mishmaros from the families of Merari and Kahas. There's no mention of the Mishmaros from Gershon in this Perek Chaf Dalet section. Some of the differences between the Perek Chaf Gimel lists and the Perek Chaf Dalet lists relate to Mishmaros being renamed once the original person for who the Mishmar was named passed on. The Perek ends by telling us, V'yapilu gam heim goralos, l'umas acheihem b'nei Aaron, lifnei David ha-melech, v'tzadok v'achimelech, v'rashei ha-avos l'kohanim la-levi'im. These, meaning the Levi'im, also cast lots, corresponding to their brothers, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David, Tzadok Achimelech, and the family heads of the Kohanim and Levi'im. The pasuk ends, Avos, Harosh L'umas Achiv HaKatan. Avos, the most important of the Levi'im, was thrown into the lottery in the same way as his most insignificant brother. In other words, the ordering was done for the Levi'im as well, by rank, not by merit. The pasuk says the lottery placed the Levi'im L'umas Achayhem B'nei Aaron, opposite, in other words, corresponding to, their brothers, the sons of Aaron, meaning the lots of the Levi'im determined which Mishmar of the Levi'im would serve together with which Mishmar of the Kohanim. The Levi Mishmar ranked 1 served with the Kohen Mishmar ranked 1. The Levi Mishmar ranked 2 served with the Kohen Mishmar ranked 2, etc. Comparing our Perek, dealing with the Mishmaros of the Kohanim, with last Perek, dealing with the Mishmaros of the Levi'im, you might have noticed that the presentation of the Mishmaros of the Kohanim is much more straightforward. The Mishmaros of the Kohanim are presented as a list. This person was the head of the first Mishmar, this person was the head of the second Mishmar, etc., etc. In contrast, in last Perek, you had to do a little work and make some charts to figure out the 24. And even then, there are some disagreements, which we didn't go into, regarding which names do or don't count as one of the 24 Mishmaros. Based on this, and based on the fact that there are two different lists of Levi'im, the Art Scroll Divrei Hayamim is of the opinion that Perek Chaf Gimel, the previous Perek, is not a list of the Mishmaros of the Levi'im, but rather genealogical lists similar to those we saw at the beginning of the Sefer. This would also account for the repetition of the lists in the two Prakim. We mentioned early in our Shiurim that Ezra sometimes drew his information from multiple sources, and sometimes included information from more than one record, leading to complementary and contradictory lists. Understanding the lists of Perek Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dalet as genealogical records, rather than lists of Mishmaros in David's time, would also allow us to translate the word Ben as a son, which is how it's usually translated, instead of as a descendant, which we needed to do to cover the hundreds of years between the sons of Levi and the time of David. The conclusion presented is that perhaps the Levi'im were not organized by family in the same way that the Kohanim were, but rather were organized into Mishmaros by their particular set of skills. Tomorrow's Perek zooms in on yet another set of Levi Mishmaros, the Mishmaros of the choristers, the singers in the Beis HaMikdash. The shir is dedicated L'Zecher Nishmas Marcy Stern, Mincha Yehudis Bas Gedaliahu. She was a dedicated teacher whose deep love of the Sifrei Nevi'im and Shivas Tzion left an indelible mark on her many students.